Galatians chapter 6,
第十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
我盼望我们这几天去完会。
I hope that in these several days after the meetings are over.
当时间往前去的时候。
As time goes forward.
所有其他的事物记忆可能都忘记了。
You can forget
about everything else. 消失了。但是呢，这两句话能够深深地印在我们里面。
But yet these two stanzas will deeply impress into our heart.
我们不仅明白它的意义，我们也深深地为主的话感恩。
Not only we understand the meaning of these two verses, but because of His words, we are thankful.
我们一起读一下。
Let's read them together.
十五十六节。
15-16.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人，凡照此理而行的。愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。在这里保罗告诉我们，我们在人生中哪些事情是需要我们认真在乎的。
Here Paul tells us that over what kinds of things should we be very serious and that we care for.
哪些事情别人可能很在乎，我们要把它放下。
What are some things that other people really care about, but for us, we need to let go.
那个时候在加拉太的教会，他们起了很大的争论和困惑。
There are a lot of very big arguments and confusion among the brethren in Galatia.
有一些人坚持我们信主还要受割礼。
Some of the people insisted that even though we are believers, we need to be circumcised.
有些说不，我们在基督里得自由了，不需要受割礼。
And others said no, we already obtained freedom in Christ. We don't need to be circumcised.
因着这样的坚持，叫福音的真理在那里失落了。
And yet, because of this kind of insisting, we have lost the truth of the gospel.
在他们中间的生活和相交。也失去了神赐给他们的平安。
And because of that, their peace and their fellowship have lost the peace from God.
他们不再活在神的怜悯底下。
They are no longer underneath the mercy of God.
反而活在神的要求，就是律法的要求底下。
But instead, they live under the requirement of the law.
所以保罗提醒他们，这些不重要。
So Paul reminded them, these are not important.
重要的乃是在新造里面。
But more importantly, it is the new creation.
今天早晨我们讲到，在新造里的条件就是在基督里。
This morning we said that the qualification to be a new creation is that we are to be in Christ.
今天我们知道，整个宇宙万有是神所创造的。
We know that God created the whole universe.
但是因着人接受了撒旦的建议，背叛而堕落了。
But after we have accepted the recommendation of the enemy and we have rebelled and fell,
所以罪就因着一个人进到世界中。
So sin through one man entered into the world.
这整个世界就受了咒诅。
So the whole world was under the curse.
它就成为旧造。
And it became the old creation.
不仅人活在罪的捆绑和咒诅的底下。
Not only man lived under the bondage and the curse of the old creation,
并且万有因着人的失败也落在叹息劳苦之中。
And all things because of the fallen nature of man were now under the sorrows and grief of man.
但是感谢神呢，借着他的爱子为我们成全了救赎。
But we thank God that because of his son, he accomplished redemption for us.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你我的里面有新造的性质。
So therefore, in you and I, we have the nature of the new creation.
我们活在旧造里面呢，不论我们的知识或者社会地位多尊贵，知识多丰富。
In us, if we live in the old creation, no matter how intelligent and how wise we are in the things of the world.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中看，我们都是卑贱的。
In the eyes of God, we are very base.
但是我们一得救了，我们被摆在基督里。
But once we are saved, we are being placed in Christ.
这新造的性质在我们里面开始。
The nature of the new creation starts within.
弟兄姊妹，这个人他自己都不觉得他变成一个尊贵的人。
And yet this person may not really feel it, but this person becomes a very honorable person.
我相信我们在座弟兄姊妹，你能够明白这个意思。
I believe that you understand what I'm trying to say.
你我是非常尊贵的。因为神儿子的生命在你我的里面。
You and I are very honorable because the life of Christ is in us.
今天早晨我们也交通到，我们进入新造，第一个要求主开我们属灵的眼睛。
This morning we also said that in order to enter into the new creation, we said that God needs to open up our eyes.
让我们看见他的儿子是谁。
So we can see who Jesus is.
在人看为平凡、微不足道的拿撒勒人身上，拿撒勒人耶稣的身上，我们看见了神的荣光。
In such a very common, normal, unworthy, lowly person, Jesus of Nazareth, we can see the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是奇妙的经历。
This is a very amazing experience.
而且借着这个启示，我们在读圣经的时候，你发现圣经的意义和价值完全不一样。
And because of this revelation, when you go into the scripture, you realize that the meaning and the value of His words are totally different.
我们也讲到神乐意启示人。
We also said that God is delightful and He delights in revealing Himself to us.
对于启示这件事情啊，
Over the matter of revelation,
只留给少数的人。
God is not saving it for just a minor few.
是每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女，神都要启示他的儿子。
But for every single child of God, He is to reveal His Son.
啊，我们体贴父的心呢，我们要常常感恩，也常常把心愿告诉他。
We need to be very considerate of the Father's heart and should be very thankful often to give Him our thanks.
我早上有两个点没有讲完。
There were two points that I did not finish this morning.
就是启示呢，对于神的儿女们，它的重要性是什么？
The importance of revelation to God's children.
还有我们该如何用一个态度，我们到神的面前来领受启示？
And what kind of an attitude we should have when we receive His revelation?
我们在加拉太书第一章和第二章里面，我们看见保罗述说他自己的改变。
In Galatians chapter 1 and 2, Paul was recounting his change.
如果不是神把耶稣基督启示给保罗的话，
If God did not reveal Jesus Christ to Paul,
我想请弟兄姊妹来评论一下那个大数人扫罗，他是加玛列门下的高材生，他会不会成为一个侍奉主的人？
This Saul of Tarsus, this very, very educated person, do you think that he can be a person who's been saved?
他顶多不过是犹太教里面的一个大的律法师而已。
At most, he could be a very great lawyer in the house of Gamaliel and became a lawyer in Judaism.
弟兄姊妹们，但是保罗却有了何等革命性的改变。
And yet Paul had a very revolutionary change.
所以我们讲呢，唯有神的启示才能真正的彻底的改变一个人。
We can say that only God's revelation can utterly change a person.
我们活在地上啊，长大了以后，我相信大家都不说，但是每个人都有一个心愿要改变别人。
As we grow up, we don't say it, but we all have a desire to change somebody else.
没有结婚以前呢，你觉得什么啊，我都跟我的配偶相，要结婚的对象呢相似的。
Before you are married, you think that you're very fitting for your other half.
结婚了以后，发现他跟我那么不一样，所以我要努力的去改变他。
And after you're married, you realize that other person is so different from you, so you try very, very hard to change that person.
我们中间多年的年长弟兄姊妹在婚姻里面，你改变了你的配偶吗？
For those of us who are elderly, have you changed your spouse lately?
不可能的。那么我们到教会里面也巴不得改变别人。
And then you come to the church gathering, you really want to change somebody else.
每一个人都希望呢，把自己认识的加给别人。
We all wish to put our knowledge and add it to another person.
这就是保罗在没有蒙恩得救以前他过的生活。
That's how Paul lived before he was saved.
他什么都认为他自己是对的。
He thought that he was right all along.
只要跟他不同的，就应该被改变。
Anyone who is different from him, he would want to change them.
结果那一天，他在大马色的门口，看见了荣耀基督的启示。
And that day on the road to Damascus, he saw the revelation of the glorious Lord.
这个人里面起了彻底生命的改变。
And in this person was an utter change in his life.
弟兄姊妹，这是新造。
This is the new creation.
我们如果教会生活有一点经验，
If we have some experience in church life,
我们慢慢会为自己、为弟兄姊妹有一个深处叹息的祷告。
gradually for yourself and for brothers and sisters. In the depth of your being, you have this prayer.
我们跟主说，主啊，求你向我们说话。
And your prayer will be, Lord, please speak to us.
在你话语的光中，让我们得看见你自己。
In the light of your word, allow us to see yourself.
我们才会有真实的改变。
Then we can have a true change.
我在教会生活中啊，我见过有一些弟兄姊妹真是判若两人的不一样。
I've seen people change totally into a different person.
哎呦，因为有一段日子没有在一起生活，我再去，哎，发现他完全不同了。
Because I didn't spend a lot of time with that person. After a while, when I see the person again, that person changed.
以前他反对的，现在他非常乐意的接受。
Before he was very much opposed to certain things, and now he accepts it.
以前他坚持的，现在他完全把它放下了。
Before he was insisting on something, and now he's willing to place them down.
我今年就碰到这样一个例子。
I met this example this year.
我到一个地方服侍这位年长的姊妹。他聚完会，他跑来跟我打招呼。
After the meeting was over, this elderly sister came up and said hi to me.
因为我每次以往去那里服侍，我都恐惧战惊，因为他坐在前面听呢。
Every time when I go to that cabin, she's always sitting up front.
我怕我讲的他都反对。
I'm so afraid that what I'm saying.
因为我知道
他
对圣经的看法。
Because I know her viewpoints in
the scripture. 我也知道他对主的心意，他的认识。
And also knew her desire and knowledge of the Lord.
所以我每次讲的时候都很小心呢。
So every time I would share, I feel very careful.
结果没想到第一堂聚完会啊，她第一个走上来跟我握手。
But then after the end of the first meeting, she came up and shook hands with me.
她说呢，伯弟兄，你今天交通的我完全阿门。
She said, Brother Paul, this morning, everything that you said, I amen.
后来我们吃饭的时候，她在一起交通。他说：“我现在明白了，我们基督徒要追求得胜。”
Afterward, during lunch, she said, "Now I understand. We need to pursue after to be an overcomer."
这是过去四十年我跟他之间的从来没有过的交通。
That was the kind of fellowship I've never had in the past 40 years.
这个改变是生命里面基督的启示。
That change was the revelation of Christ in her life.
没有启示，人就活在自己的观念里面。
In the absence of revelation, we live within our own concepts.
我这样讲可能不过分啊。
Maybe what I'm saying is not too much.
我们就是还没有信主，我们对于教会就自己有一个观念。
Even before we become a believer, we have our own viewpoint regarding the church.
我们还没有信主，我们对于什么是基督徒，我们也有自己的观念。
And even we become a Christian, we have our own concept regarding what is a Christian.
但是那个观念是不是神心中的意念呢？我们不管。
But is that thought something from God? We really don't care.
只要跟我不同的，我就不能接受。
As long as that person is different from me, I cannot accept it.
所以你就看见人活在自己的观念里面，活在传统的里面。
So it's so easy for us to live within our own concepts or even our own traditions.
这就是保罗没有得着启示以前呢，他在犹太教中，他是一个非常热心的人。
And that's why Paul was being zealous when he was in Judaism before he became a Christian.
他在犹太教里面非常坚持很多事情。
He insisted upon many things in Judaism.
我想，如果是他没有得救的话呢，就不会写加拉太书，对不对？他一定坚持要受割礼的。
I think if he was not saved, for sure he would insist on circumcision, and we would not have the book of Galatians.
他一定要坚持的。若是你要被神接纳，你必须要犹太化，必须要受割礼。
And he says, if you want to be accepted by Judaism, you have to be circumcised.
但是我们很稀奇啊，你读加拉太书，保罗变了。他说受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要了。
And so amazingly, when we read the book of Galatians, Paul says, neither is circumcision nor uncircumcision. It's not that important.
如果以前有人说这个话，他就会拿石头丢他的。
Before if somebody said that, Paul would probably stone that person.
你看今天啊，在神儿女们中间，许多的痛苦、难处、彼此对立，都是缺少启示。
And so today there's a lot of sufferings and antagonisms among Christians is because it's a lack of revelation.
有时候我们在一起聚会侍奉，你看，我们对一件事情啊，十个人可能有八个看法。
Sometimes over the same issue, out of the 10 people, we have 8 different viewpoints.
那么到底谁的是对的呢？
So who's right?
没有一个人是对的，除非那是从启示来的。
Not one person is right unless that person has the revelation.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有启示的话，
Brothers and sisters, in an absence of revelation,
人呢，越摸神的事情，越摸教会的侍奉，就越产生争执和打仗。
The more we touch the things of God, the more we touch services, the more we will have battles and warfare.
保罗为着他自己的信念，他的行为非常的狂热的。
And Paul, just like himself, he was very zealous and fervent over what he believed in.
他这个狂热到一个地步，他说我就极力的迫害残这个逼迫残害神的教会。
So his fervency got to the point that he was persecuting the Church of God.
所以没有启示啊。越热心啊，带给神儿女们越大的痛苦。
So without revelation, the more zealous we are, the more suffering we bring to the
Church of God. 越大的难处。
And the more hardships we bring to others.
而且没有启示啊，人坚持人所追求的，不过是自己定的目标而已。
And so without revelation, if we insist on what we want, that's just the purpose or the goal that we want to achieve.
我们所追求跑的道路，不过是自己定的道路而已。
And the path that we walk on is just the path that we have determined to walk on.
只有启示能够把人从自己的行为拉出来，带我们进到信心的生活里面。
Only revelation will pluck us out of our own behaviors and mannerisms and to walk on the path of faith.
所以今天早晨我和弟兄姊妹讲，我们的信心必须是根据于启示的。
So therefore, this morning I said that our faith must be based upon revelation.
另外呢？唯有启示啊，才能切断一切人情世故。
Only also with revelation, it will cut across, cut open and separate all of the human affections.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉不觉得你活在生活中啊，要很顾到人情世故、啊、
？Do you feel that as you live, you need to really care for people's relationships all around you?
你看保罗得了启示以后啊，他就没有与属血气的人商量。也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些在他之前做使徒的，好像他很骄傲。
So before he had revelation, he did not have any fellowships with those who were in Jerusalem.
这个东西把他的人情世故都脱开来了。
The revelation allowed him to do away with a lot of caring about interpersonal relationships.
我稍微讲一点人情世故的表现。
Let's talk a little bit more about this.
如果今天有一个弟兄或者一个基督徒跟我感情很好。
If a brother or a Christian has a very good relationship with me,
就是一件事情，他发表了一个意见，他要这样做。
Over one issue, he has his opinion regarding what he wants to do.
我里面的良心告诉我说，他说的是错的，他要做的是不对的。
In my conscience, I know that what he says is wrong and what he's going to do is not right.
但是因为跟他感情很好的，我就不说话。
But because I'm a very good friend with him, so I dare not say anything.
弟兄姊妹。那是不活在启示的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is not living in revelation.
反过来说，如果这个弟兄呢，平时跟我很疏远，而且他好多时候反对我。
Conversely, if this brother keeps a distance from me and over many things he's against me.
那今天就着一件事情他说的话呢，我的良心告诉我说他是对的。
But because of this one issue, what he said, my conscience tells me that he's right.
但是我一想到他以前反对我，我今天就反对他。
But once you recall, in the past he was opposing to me.
弟兄姊妹
，I'm going to go against him.
这个叫做人情世故。
Brothers and sisters, this is caring about your human.
今天多少时候神的儿女们被这个东西捆绑
？So many times we are tied into this.
所以神的家何等的软弱
？So therefore God's house is so weak.
何等的混乱
？And so chaotic.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们不活在启示的光里
，Because we're not living in the light of revelation.
我们不让这个启示的光来管理我们的生活和侍奉。
We will not allow the light of this revelation to be in control of my life and service.
保罗一得救，神就在这个点上训练他。
As soon as Paul was saved, God trained him over this point.
所以他能够脱开名望、地位、资历和经验这些的捆绑。
So he was able to do away with the bondages of reputation and all of the things that he loved in the past.
唯有保罗接受神这样的训练。
Only when Paul was willing to accept this kind of training from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要从历史的角度来看，今天教会才有纯正的福音。
As we look at it from the perspective of history, then we can see today we will have this pure gospel.
不然呢，早就变成犹太化的基督教。
Otherwise, we become a very the Christianity that's very within Judaism.
呀，我们看见啊，这个是启示对人的何等的重要。
So therefore we see the importance of revelation to us.
不仅如此啊。
Not only this.
保罗到第二章讲的，他有一次和弟兄们啊，和巴拿巴还带着提多一起上到耶路撒冷去办交涉。
One time, Paul mentioned that he went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Titus.
他说呢，我是奉启示上去的。
He said, I went because of revelation.
很可能呢，这个事情是指着在《使徒行传》十五章里面讲的事情。
Probably this is pointing to what happened in Acts chapter 15.
啊，那个时候在外邦的弟兄姊妹们中间，犹太人就来，在犹信基督的犹太人就来讲说，你们要受割礼。
And at that time, the Jews that were became Christians told them that they need to be circumcised.
所以保罗和巴拿巴也带着提多一起上去。
So Paul and Barnabas went up with Titus.
你看啊，他们这个侍奉，这个行动呢，是奉启示，照着启示来做事情。
As we can see, this particular movement was done because of the revelation.
我们读第二章啊，第一节到第十节，你看见。保罗去处理那件事情的时候，他非常的低调的。
We know that when we read from verses 1 to 10, Paul was very low key.
他没有很公开的，一去就把所有耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹都召聚，他乃是个别的先找那些已经得过启示、跟随过基督的人。
He did not publicly went there and announced all the things among everybody, but he went to the person individually one by one.
这是神给那个得着启示的人的智慧。
This is the wisdom that God gave to this person who had the revelation.
如果一开头就公开的讨论，哇，那这个结局不堪设想。
If Paul had publicly discussed about this issue in front of everyone publicly, probably that would have a very bad result.
那立刻就会有一个极大的搅扰和争辩。
Immediately there would be a big dissension.
啊，我们看见保罗他们在侍奉中了。非常的留意跟随启示。
As we can see, Paul really paid attention to following this revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天可能侍奉啊，聚会人数也不多。
Today we may not have a lot of people among us as we gather.
我们可能不会像保罗遇见那么大的场面和事情。
We may not be facing a big issue like Paul did.
但是就着原则来讲，你我处理教会的每一件事情，都必须在这个原则里面。
But principally, all of the issues we need to take care of in our gathering must be under this principle.
我们要有启示，而且要活在启示的光的这个管制的底下。
We need to have the revelation and also under the control of the light of this revelation.
我有好长一段日子在思想，保罗说他这个奉启示上去是什么意思？
For a long time, I thought to myself,What did Paul mean when he says it was because of a revelation that I went up?
这一次我在预备的时候，我在仔细的到主面前去读这一段话语。
This time, as I am preparing for this, I in detail waited before the Lord.
所以我们谈一些属灵的问题啊，这个跟什么样的对象是很重要的，这个叫做奉启示。
So whatever we're going to be discussing, the object of whom you are discussing is very important.
好，我们看见保罗是在呢和弟兄们谈，而是私下的和那些有名望的，就是在教会已经做领袖的弟兄们谈。
Paul went and spoke with the brothers who were already in service, as well as those who are reputable among the brothers.
好叫属灵的光呢，在他们的里面对照的时候是一样的。
So that the light between the brothers will be the same.
他们在主里面已经。在里面有交通了，他们才和众弟兄姊妹谈，这样子就避免了许多不必要的纷争和猜疑的空间。
Because they have the same light and fellowship as we share with one another, that's so much safer before they publicly share about it.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我真实进入侍奉了，我们迟早会碰到这些事情。
When you and I enter into service, we will face this.
然后我们再看呢，唯有神的启示啊。才能使人承当神给人的托付。
Only with the revelation we can forbear and we can bear the entrustment from God.
所以因着这个交通啊，雅各、约翰和基法，他们就与保罗和巴拿巴行右手相交之礼。
And because of that, James, Cephas, and John were able to have this fellowship with Paul.
啊，这个右手相交之礼就告诉我们说，他们是弟兄，他们站在同一个地位，没有谁高谁低，我们都一同承担主给我们做见证的职分。
Meaning that between the four of them, they were able to have the same fellowship and light before everyone.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有启示，我们要去做见证。
Without revelation, if we are to have a testimony,
弟兄姊妹，那是假见证。
This is a false testimony.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
如果一个车祸，我根本不在场，但我很热心，我说我来做见证。
If there was a car wreck and you weren't even there, can you be very zealous and say, "Oh yes, I can be a witness"?
你到法院去，法官要你举起右手来说了，我所说的都是事实，都是都是诚实的。你要说 I do.
Before the judge,
是不
是 the court, can you raise up your right hand and say, "Yes, everything I say is the truth"? Can you say I do?
不是你想象的。
You cannot imagine.
弟兄姊妹，要承担主的职分。必须要自己亲自遇见主，看见我主。
To take up this entrustment from the Lord, you must first of all see Him.
亲自的被主教导。
You must have been directly taught by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人呢，当我们得救的时候，其实那就是一个启示。
For all of us, when we were saved, that was our first revelation.
主在你我里面是真的。
The Lord is true in you and I.
你要常常回到那个点上面去。
Oftentimes you need to come back to that point.
在这个点上面，我们来面对主，面对环境。
And at that point, you need to face the Lord and face your environment.
我们再看一个点呢，唯有行在神的启示的光里面。
Only when we are working under the light of this revelation,
我们才可能准确的来持守真理。
Then you can accurately hold on to the truth.
所以保罗记载了后来在安提阿发生的一件事情。
So Paul mentioned what happened in Antioch.
那个时候彼得在叙利亚的安提阿。
There, at that time, Peter was already also there too.
我们知道叙利亚的安提阿呢，是巴拿巴和保罗他们侍奉主的一个根据地啊，他们在那里和圣徒们相交。
And that's the place where Paul was having fellowship with brothers and sisters.
他每次服侍完都是回到那个地方去。
Every time when Paul was done serving, he would return to that place.
所以彼得也到那里跟他们有交通。
Peter was also there.
有一天他们正在一起吃饭。
So as they were having the meal there,
那个时候呢，信主的基督徒们就不分犹太人，不分外邦人。
Those who were believers did not separate themselves among the Jews or the Gentiles.
我们可以想象他们一起把饭摆好了，一同祷告感恩，他们就欢喜快乐的一起吃饭。
We can imagine that at that time they had a prayer together, they gave thanks and they started to eat.
而且吃饭的时候有甜美的交通，非常的喜乐。
They had very good fellowship while they were eating.
但是忽然之间有一个人跑进来说，我看见远远的有一队人从耶路撒冷来了。
And also somebody stood up and says, I see somebody here from Jerusalem.
彼得立刻站起来出去。
Peter immediately stood up and went out.
很多人就跟着彼得一起走。
A lot of people follow Peter.
我们看见在教会里面呢，一个有名望、常常服侍说话的人，影响力是很大的。
We can see that a person who is very influential and he does a lot of services, his influence is very great.
我们做什么，弟兄姊妹就跟着做什么。
Whatever you do, other people will follow you.
将来审判呢，我们要负的责任更大。
Later on, before the judgment seat, you will have to be, you have to answer to that.
那一天呢，连巴拿巴看见彼得都出去，这么多人走，他想想我是利未人，赶快走吧。
And at that time, Barnabas saw what was happening. He thought to himself, "I'm a Levite. I better get going."
这个时候，保罗站起来。
At that moment, Paul stood up.
保罗是一个年轻的弟兄啊。
Paul was a young brother.
他立刻站在门口挡住，
当
面的抵挡彼得。
Opposed Peter to his face.
我们知道这个在人情世来讲啊，好像不给彼得面子。
It seemed as if Paul wasn't giving Peter face.
但是保罗这样做，是他忠于神给他的启示，他不敢违背他的主耶稣。
But Paul did this because he was faithful to the revelation that he was given.
后面他要结束他讲的话的时候，他说他是爱我。为我舍己。
And at the conclusion of Paul's explanation, he says, "For he loved me and gave himself for me."
我想这句话深深的感动彼得。
I think these words truly moved Peter.
让彼得想起在大祭司的院子里面鸡叫以后主看他的那一眼。
Allow Peter to recall when he denied Christ three times in the court of the high priest.
这立刻把彼得带回到主同在、主启示的光里面。
Immediately, Peter was brought back to the light of revelation
and the
presence of God.
没有生气。
So Peter was not angry.
我想彼得又带头回去，又坐下来。
I think probably Peter took the lead and went back.
而且他们继续吃饭。
And they kept on eating.
哎呀，这是何等美的一件事！
This is a beautiful thing.
弟兄姊妹，这应该是我们过的教会生活。
This is the kind of church life that we should be living.
是的，我们在教会里面该尊重我们前面年长带领我们的弟兄。
Yes, we need to give honor to the elderly brothers and sisters who lead us.
但是如果我们呢，看见有不合真理、违背基督的事情。
And yet when we witness things that are opposing the truth and against Christ,
我们要为真理站住。
We need to stand for the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会能够纯净、教会生命能够不断延续最重要的一个原因。
This is the most important point so that the church can remain pure and to go forward in the testimony.
我在讲，没有启示，人就落在属灵的黑暗的里面。
Again, I need to say, without revelation, we go into spiritual darkness.
在属灵的黑暗里面呢，带来的结果就是属灵的死亡。
And the result of spiritual darkness will bring in spiritual death.
所以有些神的儿女们的聚会人很多，但是聚会呢，死气沉沉。
And yet there are some gatherings where you have a lot of people there, and yet the spiritual death is there.
为什么呢？我们不活在启示的光里面。
Because we're not living in the light
of revelation. 我们持守在人情世故的里面。
We hold on to outer interpersonal relations.
我们行走在传统和自己的看法里面。
And we walk within our own tradition.
我们一方面求主祝福我们。
On one hand, we ask the Lord to bless us.
但是另外一方面跟主说，主你不能说话。
And on the other hand, we say, Lord, this is not the time for you to talk.
弟兄姊妹，难怪我们死气沉沉。
No wonder we live in spiritual death.
那叫做什么呢？瞎子领瞎子走路。
And that means the blind leading the blind.
保罗的话说，告诉我们说，那就一起都掉在坑里面。
And in Paul's words that we fall together into the pit.
所以今天我们何等需要求主怜悯我们。
So today we really ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
救我们脱离自己。
To save us from ourselves.
救我们脱离今天的世俗的风气潮流。人的看法和眼光
as well as a lot of earthly traditions and the things of what men would do
人的教训
the teachings of men
主啊再把你自己父神啊再把你的儿子启示给我们
God the Father reveal again to us your son
弟兄姊妹我们早上讲到神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面
this morning we said that it delights God to reveal his son to us
所以保罗自己讲到他怎么得启示。
So Paul mentioned how he himself was saved.
在使徒行传第九章里面
，Acts chapter nine，
第三节到第九节，保罗讲到他在大马色的门口，约在正午啊，太阳最亮的时候，忽然有一个光比太阳还亮，四面罩住他。
We can see the recording in Acts chapter nine how Paul was shown from on the way to Damascus.
保罗整个人就扑倒，他站立不住。
He could not stand in the light from heaven.
他听见有声音问他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”He heard the voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
当然，我们知道扫罗呢，跟主有了几句的对话。
We know that Saul had several conversations with the Lord.
主碰见他的时候，扫罗心里面很清楚，这是万主之主，万王之王。
When God met him, Saul was very clear in his heart that this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是这是谁？我不认识。
But who are you? He did not know.
所以你熟悉犹太人文化的，你知道保罗那一天称呢、啊，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”这个主是指的用在神身上的。
We know that when he said, "Lord, who are you?" This Lord is used on the Lord himself, and yet in his mouth he says, "I don't know you."
这一位主呢，是他读圣经以前在犹太教里面解释不出来的主。
This is the Lord when he was reading the Bible in the Old Testament, someone that he could not explain.
主就直接回答他：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Directly, the Lord says, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
我们知道扫罗呢，在肉身中他没有跟主耶稣有过任何的接触。
We know that Saul never had a direct relationship with the Lord.
但是呢，他却这个他 他却逼迫信耶稣基督的人。
And yet he persecuted those who are Christians.
我们看见扫罗那一天呢，他伏下来。
We know that day saw himself prostrated down.
那么主告诉他，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the Lord told him, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
他第二句话就问他说，主啊，我当做什么？
And immediately he says, Lord, what should I do?
啊，我们知道扫罗呢，他心中的眼睛得开。
We know that the eyes of Saul was open.
当他得开了以后，加拉太书第一章告诉我们，他就到阿拉伯的旷野三年。
And we see this in Galatians 1 that as soon as the eyes of his heart was opened, he went to the Arabia wilderness for 3 years.
我们知道扫罗呢，他是一个熟悉旧约圣经的。
We know that Saul was very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是那一天之后，他再读圣经完全不一样。
After that day, when he read the scripture, he was totally different.
他在整本旧约圣经里面看见了基督。
In the whole Old Testament scripture, he saw Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天在我们生活中啊
，So brothers and sisters, in our life,
我们要在主面前求主给我们有一个爱慕。
We need to ask the Lord to give us this desire.
主啊，当你向别人启示你自己，求你也启示在我心里面。
Lord, when you are revealing yourself to other people, please reveal yourself to my heart.
当你吸引我的时候，让我顺服你。
Lord, when you're drawing me, allow me to obey.
但愿我们每一个属主的儿女，
May all of us who belong to Him,
我们都在启示的光中生活和侍奉。
We can live and serve within His light.
这是活在新造里面的第一个要素。
This is the first qualification of the new creation.
那么我们今天下午呢，要和弟兄姊妹交通另一面，就是十字架。
Now this afternoon we will talk about the other aspect, which is the cross.
请我们一同读几处的经文。
Let's read several passages.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
第一节到第三节。
1-3.
我们一同来读。
Together, please.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你们眼前。谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？我们再读第三章十三、十四节。
Chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。好，我们再读三章二十四、二十五节。
Same chapter, verse 24 and 25.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。好，我们再读26-29节。
Chapter 3 verses 26-29。
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。我们再看二章二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
我们一起读。
Together,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。然后我们读五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
五章十一节，弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。六章第十二节。凡希图外貌体面的人，都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。我们最后读六章十七节。
And lastly, chapter 6, verse 17.
从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。我们讲到新造是在基督里。
We said that the new creation is in Christ.
它里面一切的性质都是基督。
All of the nature within must be Christ.
今天在你我的里面，因信耶稣基督，我们里面有新造的性质，有新造的生命。
Because of our believing in Christ, we do have this life of new creation.
但是这个新造的生命呢，今天在肉身中，在我们的身上是和旧造并存的。
And this new creation in us is there together with the old creation.
你我的经验告诉我们。
Your experience and mine tells us.
在我们的肉身中有几件事情呢，拦阻我们活在新造里。
How many things in our flesh is hindering us to experience the new creation?
我们从保罗的书信，特别从加拉太书，我们可以归纳几件事情。
When we read especially the book of Galatians, we can see several things.
我什么时候碰到这几件事情，你就发现你我要活在新造里，就是一个挣扎。常常就会矛盾，也会痛苦。
When we come across these several things in our flesh, we struggle, we feel very paradoxical, and we are really confused.
第一个是罪。
It's sin.
罪带来咒诅。
Sin brings in the curse.
第二个是我。
It's myself.
这个我在希腊文呢叫做 ego.
My ego.
我这个英文呢就直接叫做 ego。或者翻成 self，
my very self or my
什么时候我一被碰到了，你就发现我要住在新造里是很不容易。
Whenever my ego is being touched, to stay in the new creation is hard.
第三个就是今生的事物，眼见的事物。
The things of this world, the things that our eyes can see.
在保罗的经历里面，他讲到这个叫做世界。
In the experience of Paul, he calls it the world.
那么我们要再加一个。后来保罗的启示更亮的时候，到了加拉太，到了哥罗西书第二章里面。
Later on, when the light of Paul is even brighter, we come to the book of Colossians chapter 2.
他就发现今天眼见的事物，这个世界背后有一个王。
He said that behind the thing, the physical world, there's this king.
那个世界的王呢，也是拦阻我进入新造的一个主要的势力。
The king of this world is also a very important force that is hindering me from entering into the new creation.
我想呢，今天下午我要从一点点根源的来讲到我们的经历。
Today, as we talk about some of the source of fundamentals, we can talk about.
我们要看看罪，还有我，还有世界，并世界的王是怎么发生在我们的身上。
How sin, ourselves, the world, and this king, how does it work in our lives?
我们知道神造人的时候人是完全的。
When God created man, He created a perfect man.
并不是有残缺或者有先天缺陷的。
It is not a handicapped figure.
并且神造人的意念呢，不是要人受苦，而是充满了祝福人的意念。
And when God created man, He had the intention that man is to receive blessings,
not curses. 但是今天你我个人和我们看周遭的人生呢？你就发现人间充满了残缺，充满了痛苦的事情。
And yet when we look at ourselves and the people around us, we know that this world is full of blemishes and handicap and suffering.
啊，有的时候我们甚至被带到一种光景里面呢，我们觉得呢，我这个情形大概是无解了。
And sometimes we're brought to the point that we feel we are hopeless.
啊，所以我碰过有些弟兄姊妹呢，我说你要为这个事情祷告啊，他说没有用的。
So sometimes I see brothers and sisters in that state. I said, well, we can pray. That person say, no, it's hopeless.
我问他说为什么没有用呢？那你怎么过生活呢
？So I asked that person, why do you think it's hopeless and how can you live?
啊，我就这么挨着过了。
And he said, I'll just stick it out.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天你信主是不是挨着过日子啊？
Today, do you just grit your teeth and go through your days?
对于你眼前各种的问题呢，我们说神没有办法解决了。
So a lot of the problems, do you say that, well, God has no way to help me?
我们求主怜悯我们，让我们读圣经。
May the Lord have mercy on us, so we can read the scripture.
看见了神怎么诊断我们的问题。
To see how the Lord would just diagnose our problems.
而且神怎么解决我们的问题。
And how He solves them.
啊，有一个弟兄，他讲到他的儿子是医生。
A brother says he has a son who's a doctor.
我们感谢主，我们弟兄也是医生。
We thank our Lord, our brother Bob is a physician.
你想啊，如果你今天去看一个医生，医生看你这个病状就摇头说没希望了。
So imagine if you go to see a doctor, the doctor looks at you shaking his head and say, no, you're hopeless.
哎呀，那我们不是很低沉嘛，非常 depressed， 对不对
？Won't you feel very depressed？
啊，这个弟兄他的儿子有一次，他在教会服侍青少年。
One time, our brother's son was serving in the young people's group.
啊，他有一天来找爸爸，一到爸爸家，躺到沙发上就叹气，他说没希望了。
So the son went to his dad's house and just put himself on the sofa and says, "Dad is hopeless."
啊，他爸爸问他什么事情
？So his dad asked him, "What's the
problem?" 你不知道，现在年轻人跟我小时候不一样了。
He says, "Dad, you don't know these young people. They're different from when I was young."
那服侍他们好难啊。
It's so hard to serve.
什么都是他们拉着我走。
They drag me to everything.
哎呀，这个爸爸一听啊，不知道怎么安慰他的儿子。
So the father didn't know how to comfort his son.
但是主给他智慧。
But the Lord gave the father wisdom.
他就问他说。
Yes,
儿子啊，你是做医生的对不对？儿子说是。
Son, aren't you a doctor?
他如果你做医生，天天看的都是小 case， 你觉得做医生没什么意思。
And he said, well, if every day you see these small cases, trivial cases, so do you think it's very meaningful?
你说你学的那么多东西，那么好的医术啊，都用不出来，对不对
？He says you cannot use any of your skills to help.
但是现在呢，来了一个很难的 case。哎呀，你就高兴得不得了，我要把它解决掉，这才叫好医生呢。
And now
God
has given you a very difficult case, and now you should be very happy that God is challenging you.
他说呢，你不会看到一个病人就说你没希望了，那你这个诊所就关门了，对不对
？You can't go to you can't face the patient say, well, no, you're hopeless. Then you probably have to close your door.
他就跟他儿子讲，你要到主面前去接受这个挑战。
He says, you need to go before the Lord to accept this challenge.
看见主的话怎么教导我们，我们碰见什么问题。
And see what his words can help you and teach you.
而且这问题的根源，神怎么在他儿子里面解决。
And see how God can solve these problems in his son.
这就是这加拉太书保罗给我们看见。
This is what Paul is telling us to see in Galatians.
今天很多人讲呢，要活出新造，好难哦。
A lot of people say it's so hard to live out the
new creation. 你看我信主这么多年了，我还是老样子啊。
I've been a Christian for so many years. I'm still my old self.
啊，弟兄姊妹，站在你我的里面都是难的。
Everything inside of you and I are.
但是我们要读主的话语。
But we've got to read God's word.
愿主借着圣灵在他话语里面启示我们。
May the Lord reveal to us through the Holy Spirit.
看见他怎么诊断我们的问题。
And see how he diagnoses our problem.
并且他告诉我们这个问题的答案在哪里。
And telling me what is the answer to our problem.
所以进入新造第二个，保罗带领所有神的儿女们来注视基督，并他钉十字架。
So secondly, Paul tells us to enter into the new creation as we focus on Christ and him and his cross.
关于我们讲到的旧造里面拦阻新造的几个问题啊，我们来读一点圣经。
Regarding the several things that is hindering us in the old creation, let's read several scriptures.
请我们读翻到创世纪第一章
Genesis 1
26节27节
26 and 27
神说我们要照着我们的形象 按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
26 and 27。
然后我们读第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7。
我们一起来。
Together。
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。我们再读16节、17节第二
章。
耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。我们再读3章6节、7节。于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。我们再读几处新约的圣经。
Now let's go to the New Testament。
罗马书第六章第六节。
Romans 6:6。
罗马书第六章第六节。
Romans 6:6。
我们一起来。
Together。
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。我们再读7章18节。
Chapter 7, verse 18。
我们一起读。我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。24节。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？然后哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians 4。
我们读16节到18节。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。刚才我们讲到，在旧造里面有几样性质拦阻我们活在新造里。
There are several factors that's hindering us to live in a new test, new creation.
第一个是罪。
First is sin.
和罪带来的咒诅。
And the curse that sin brings in.
第二个是我。
The secondly is the self.
第三个是世界和世界的王。
The third is the world and the king of the world.
我们从创世纪里面看见，人被造啊，是照着神心中一个荣耀并且充满了爱的意念。
We see in Genesis that when man was created, God created it with a heart full of love.
神在没有造人之前呢，在他心中他已经有了一个完美的人的形象。
Before God created man, he already had a beautiful image in his heart.
所以他造人的时候，他说我们要照着我们的形象，照着我们的样子来造男造女。
He said we're to create man out of our image.
而且他对于人呢，在地上的生活也有一个旨意和安排。
He had his plan and his will for the way the man should live.
他说呢，要他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟，还有地上的牲畜和全地。
That they are to take care of all of the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea and everything in this world.
还有地上所爬的一切的昆虫。
And all of the creeping creatures.
啊，有人讲呢，神任命人做海陆空的总司令。
And people say that God wanted man to be the commander of the earth as well as the sky.
用今天来讲，他就是地全地的这个 CEO。
So the CEO of the whole world.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？神造你我的时候，他的心呢非常的喜乐。
Do you know that God's heart was very joyful when He created you and I?
所以他就用地上的尘土造了一个人的样子。
So He used the dust from the ground to create man.
他对着这个尘土所造的人的鼻孔呢，吹了一口生命的气息。
And He breathed the breath of life into the nostril of the man.
我们知道这个气息就是神生命的灵了。
And we know that this breath is the very spirit of His life.
这个生命的灵一进到那尘土所造的人鼻孔里面，这个人就成了一个活的魂了。
And when the spirit of this life enters into this man, he became a living being.
所以神是 living soul.
A living soul.
所以神造人呢，神给人有三个组成呢。
So therefore, there are three constituents when man is created.
最外面的是属于土的，是我们的身体，是物质的。
One is in the outer side. This is the flesh, the body.
是生理的。
This is the physical.
好，那么中间这一层呢，是人的魂。
And the center layer is the soul of man.
那么最里面呢，是神的灵可以交通的那个官能，叫做人的灵。
And the innermost part is the spirit of man.
那么神造人呢，给人那么重的责任呢，神给人一个啊，能够尽功用的方式。
And so when God has created man, God has given man the faculty that can he can exercise his function.
啊，这个方式就是神在人的灵里面。与人交通
and that is in the spirit of man, God can have fellowship.
把一切神的旨意还有要发生的事情都启示给人
so that all of God's will can be revealed to man.
人的灵呢接受了神的指示就可以来吩咐我们的魂
when man's spirit receives the command from God, then he can direct the soul.
那么魂领会了以后呢就使用身体人就可以进功用
And after the soul understands that he can make use of the body to fulfill the function.
所以当人被造的时候，神把人安置在伊甸园里面。
So after man was created, he put him in the garden.
要他来修理、来看守。
So he can cultivate and
look after. 那是一个很大的园子啊。
This is a huge garden.
如果人没有神的供应的话，要是你我今天来看守啊，我们累死了。
Without the help of God, if you and I are just there to take care of it, then it's very tiring.
我不晓得我们之间聚会这个校园多大。
I don't know how large is this campus here.
大概有几百个 acre 吧，会不会有？
Maybe many, a few hundred of acres.
如果这几百个 acre 就交给我们简弟兄了，一个人来管理。
And if these many acres are given to our brother Jan for him.
三个月以后你回来看了，这草啊乱七八糟。我们累死了，对不对
？Can you come back and see how it is?
但是整个伊甸园呢，就亚当一个人管理，管理的井井有条。
But the whole Garden of Eden was under.
而且亚当一点都不累。
And Adam wasn't even tired.
因为他从神那里得着能力。
Because he received strength from God.
而且他得出神一切的指示，对事情呢，他的判断是准确的。
So all of his plans and thoughts, everything was right.
而且他的决定出来的时候是有效的。
His decision was also very effective.
弟兄姊妹，你看啊，当神要亚当为所有的生物命名的时候，亚当轻松愉快。
So it was very easy for Adam to name all of the creatures.
啊，每一个东西到他面前来，他说这个叫什么，这个叫什么，就是他的名字。
He knew how to name all of the creatures in front of him.
啊，你知道生物学家要命名呢，很不容易的。
It's not easy for biologists to give names to things.
所以在大学里面有一门课叫做命名学的。
Nomenclature. There's a study for that.
你知道要命名呢，你要把名字把这个东西代表的准确，那是不容易的。
It's not easy for the name to represent what the thing is.
但是对亚当来讲那么轻松，可见他的魂呢。他的心思何等的丰富可用。
So it's obvious that Adam's soul was very, very detailed and very rich.
今天有人告诉我们说哈，今天人的脑啊，我们人类用到的、开发的，大概最多不过十分之一而已。
Some people say that in our brain we probably can only use have only used 1/10 of its power.
所以今天你比别人聪明一点，也没有什么好骄傲的。
So if you are a little bit smarter than other people, there's nothing to it.
只不过在那个点上面你开发了，他的没有开发出来，他还留着，将来还有用，你用掉了就没有了。
Maybe you have used that part of the brain that he hasn't opened up yet.
亚当和夏娃为什么这么有用呢？
Why was Adam and Eve so useful?
因为他们的灵对神充满了敏锐的感觉。
because they were very acute in their feelings for God.
他们的灵里面呢，有一个知觉，叫我把它称作呢 God consciousness.
In their spirit, there's a thing of God that I call God consciousness.
弟兄姊妹，
that they have toward God.
今天你我得救，如果你我开始感觉神的真实和存在。那是一个非常有福气的经历的。
Today, when you are saved and you have the God consciousness of His presence, this is very blessed.
我读过一个见证呢，我读了以后非常羡慕。
I read of a testimony that I really admire.
在德州有一个小女孩。
There's this young girl in Texas.
她在她母亲怀中啊，怀孕不到30周啊，就早产了。
She was prematurely.Born in the 30th week.
你知道不到三十周早产的孩子比手指还小。
You know, when a baby is born 30th week, it's
根本不可能活的。
It's hard to keep alive.
因着现代的医学。
But because of modern medical science.
还有他父母其实敬虔爱主的基督徒。
And her parents really are a wonderful Christian.
他们在主面前呢，不住的祷告，求神呢，用他神圣的同在，用他慈爱的手。握住这个小小的生命。
They continue to pray for these little premature babies.
后来这个孩子健康的成长。
Later on, this baby survived and grew up.
在他六岁七岁的时候。
When she was about 6 or 7 years old.
有一天下午，他去跟他妈妈、爸爸一起去看他哥哥打棒球。
One time, she went with her parents to see how her brother was playing baseball.
在棒球赛的时候，忽然之间乌云密布啊。要下大雷雨了。
And so at the baseball game, suddenly it rained and poured.
大家都想跑啊，去找这个下雨的时候遮蔽的地方。
People were running for shelter because of the rain.
他忽然拉住他妈妈的手，说：“妈妈 ，wait， 等一下。”
Immediately she held on to her mom's hand and said, "Mom, wait."
妈妈着急啊，说问他为什么。
So the mom asked her why.
他说 ：“He is here."
She said, "He's here."
他问他：“你说的 he 是谁呢？”
So the mom asked the little girl, "Who's he?"
他说，在我未成形的时候，那握住我的那双手的主在这里。
She says, "When I was a premature baby, I felt this hand, and I feel that this hand is here today."
他妈妈忽然非常受感动了，立刻带他跪下来感谢神。
So the mother was so moved immediately, she knelt down and prayed together.
弟兄姊妹，若是你对神有感觉，那是非常。有福气的经历。
It's such a blessed experience when you have a consciousness toward God.
He is here.
He is here.
你在新造里面，你对神应该有非常清楚的感觉。
In the new creation, you should have very clear consciousness of His presence.
因着这个感觉，你来生活，你就活出一个尊贵的生命。
Because of this sense, then your life will be a very honorable life.
活出一个奇妙的生活。
A very amazing life.
活出一个超越的生活。
A very transcendent life.
不被捆绑的。
So、that you
这就是亚当在伊甸园里面所以那么有能力的原因，因为他对神充满了感觉，从来没有想到自己过。
Because he had this self God consciousness when Adam was in the garden, and that's why he was so useful.
但是撒旦的谎言叫他怀疑神，为自己想自己。
But then the lie of Satan came in for him to doubt God.
所以到了第三章，我们看见。
When we got to chapter 3, we can see.
当他们违背神的吩咐啊。去吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
When they went against God's words and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们第一个就是发现自己赤身露体。
First of all, they realized that they were naked.
他们里面开始有了我的感觉了。
They have the sense of self.
啊，这个感觉叫做 self consciousness.
This is what we call self consciousness.
自觉意识。
The self consciousness.
这个东西是我们进入新造一个非常大的拦阻。
This is a tremendous hindrance for us to enter into the new creation.
这个我真是麻烦了。
This self is very troublesome.
所以尼措森迪欧有一本书叫做《我的历史》《我的历程》The Progress of Self, Myself.
There's a book by Watchman who says The Problem of Self.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你知道这个东西啊，进到我们的人身上，真是为难。
It really troubles us when self enters in.
所以有人这个学社会学的讲了。现在这个世代的叫做 me generation.
Sociologists once said that this generation we are now in is the me generation.
什么都是为了自己。
Everything is for the self.
所以你看世界越来越混乱，越来越下坠。
More and more chaotic in this world.
罪是因着一个人违背神就进到世界。
Sin entered into the world because one man went against God.
这个罪因着这个人使这个人为自己而活了。
And because of that, this person lived for himself.
所以在亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
Because Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
本来人的魂呢是非常有功用的，现在魂呢被我来控制了。
Before the soul of man is very useful, and now the soul is under the control of the self.
所以有人这样讲啊，读圣经的人告诉我们说。
So Bible scholar says.
我们的己呀、啊。变成我们魂的生命。
Our self becomes our soulish life.
所以在马太福音16:24讲到救恩的时候，主说呢，若是有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
So therefore, Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, if anyone shall follow me, he will deny himself.
啊，舍掉自己，因为你若是要救你的魂，你就会失掉你的魂。
Because if you want to save yourself, you will lose your soul.
啊，那个魂的生命是什么呢？就是我们的己。
So the soulish life is our very self.
不仅如此啊。
Not only this.
己成为我们整个人生活的中心了。
The self becomes the very center or the focus of our life.
成为我们人生活的主宰。
It becomes the lord over our life.
你就发现一想到己啊，你就心照就不见了。
Once you think of yourself, then the new creation is gone.
弟兄姊妹，你我在这一方面可能有些人像保罗一样有很多的挣扎。
Maybe you and I are just like Paul. We have a lot of struggles.
这个己在我们身上有三方面的表现。
The self in us have three kinds of expressions.
第一个跟罪结合的那个己啊，保罗称它叫做我的旧人。
So the self that is connected with the sin, Paul calls it my old man.
这个英文很好 ，old man 就是我那个老人。
My old man。
我们年轻弟兄啊，他讲他今年12岁。
Our young brother says he's 12.
你是不是才12岁？啊，12岁 ，12 years old。
13.
好年轻，对不对
？Very young。
但你知道他的老人多老了呢
？Do you know how old is his old man？
从亚当算起到现在加13岁。
From Adam on,
6013岁，还要多了。
2013,
那我呢？我已经65岁了。
I'm 65.
那么要加上亚当的年纪了，我就6065岁。
Adam,
就是这么老。
6065.
你知道吗？这个老人在我们身上真是麻烦了。
This old man in us is very troublesome.
我用比方来说啊。
For example.
我不是对我们年长弟兄姊妹不恭敬。
I don't mean to dishonor our elderly brothers and sisters.
照顾老人呢、啊，很辛苦的。
It's hard to take care of older folks.
老人心中只有一件事，他要做这件事，你不帮他做好呢，他就没完没了的。
It's hard because old people only have one thing in their mind. You've got to get that done. If not, they will just continue to nag you.
我想我们都有过一点点经验。
I think we have this experience.
你知道，在我们里面，我这老我一发动的时候，你不跟着他走啊，他就跟你没完没了的。
When this old man in us starting to nag me, then you just never stop.
真是很麻烦的。
You have to do it.
你就发现你要来聚会也不方便了。老人说了，我今天不喜欢去聚会了。
You want to come to the meeting? The old man in you say, no, I don't want to go today.
或者聚会了，不管他讲什么，我都听不进去了。
Oh, no matter what is being talked about, I can't understand.
我就是不祷告了。
I just don't want to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验呢？
Is that right?
这就是我们活在新造里面的了。
This is the problem that we have when we're in the new creation.
这个老人跟罪结合了以后，我们的身体就变成欲望罪的奴仆。
So once when this old man is united with sin, then we become the slave of our lust.
所以保罗说，这个身体就变成了 the body of sin.
So then this body becomes the body of sin.
我们的身体就不知不觉去做事，做犯罪的事。
So somehow unknowingly we start to sin.
我姊妹呢？以前工作的时候
when my wife was working in the past
她工作的地方呢边上都有很大的 shopping mall
There's a big shopping mall close to my office
有一个好处啊每天中午可以到 mall 里面去运动不管天晴下雨啊下雪都可以去散步
It's great to work there because I can always take walks around lunchtime for exercise
姊妹都女性喜欢去 mall
Of course the females like to go to the mall
我姊妹说她跟她同事两个一起去运动她同事就说我觉得我的 wallet 的那个 credit card 一直告诉我说 use me
And so when I go walking with my colleague my colleague would say the credit card kept on telling me use me, go ahead, use me
结果她买了一大堆她家里早就有的东西了就是去 你知道这个叫做我。
This is the self working very hard.
我们的身体啊，就成为这个欲望的奴仆。
Our body becomes the servant of our lust.
今天年轻人也是一样。
Young people are the same.
啊，如果你有了一个这 smartphone，
you have a smartphone.
一有空你就想赶快打开看看。
You have some time, you want to just turn it on.
我们对这些东西就抓住了。
These things grab at you.
那么这是第一方面的表现。
This is the first expression.
第二方面呢
？Second of all,
保罗告诉我们说在罗马书第七章里面
，Romans 7，
他说这个我呢发展出来，在我里面有一个性质叫做肉体。
There's a thing that comes out of myself, and that is called the flesh.
这个肉体啊，一读神的律法就想要行了。
When the flesh is reading the law of God, we want to do it.
保罗举了一个例子，他读到律法说不可以贪心，他说好，我不贪心，我最喜欢吃 chocolate， 今天我就是不吃。
And so when we're reading this, our flesh says, I like to eat chocolate. I don't want to eat it anymore.
但是你一有这个立志啊，哎呀，怎么搞的？老是觉得靠，这 chocolate 香味在我嘴巴里面。
Once you make a determination not to eat chocolate,
你有没有碰过这个情
形？ Keep on thinking that the flavor of chocolate is that true?
我就是这样子，所以把牙齿吃坏掉了。
That's my problem. That's how I got my problem.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我这个肉体啊，跟律法一结合，我的身体就变成死的身体。
When the flesh is united with my law, then I become the slave of this.
The body of death.
The body of death.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的身体就带来属灵的死亡。
Then our body of death will bring in the spiritual death.
你用自己的力量去成全律法，立刻进入属灵的死亡。
When you use your own strength to accomplish law, then immediately you go into spiritual death.
我相信这个在我们身上都不陌生。
I think this is not unfamiliar to you.
我自己曾经可能讲过。
Maybe I said this before.
我年轻的时候不太会祷告，现在也还不太会祷告。
In the past, I didn't know how to pray very well, even now.
所以有时候在聚会里面听见弟兄姊妹祷告，我羡慕的不得了。
Sometimes in the meeting, I hear other people pray and admire their prayers.
他们怎么会有这么美的意念呢？我就把它背下来，抄下来，下次我也来照着祷告。
So wow, these people have such beautiful thoughts. I want to memorize it and copy it down.
我记得有一次在祷告聚会，人不多，我就想让周围弟兄姊妹觉得我很会祷告。
And though I was in this prayer meeting, there weren't too many people there, and I wanted to impress others.
我就把我所有背的好的名词都拿出来，结果发现里面干的不得了，没有一个人阿门。
I started to pray all of these beautiful words, and yet nobody amen.
但是我这个己啊，还很厉害，我还要继续祷告下去。
But then myself was very strong. I still wanted to continue.
到最后真是没有话说了。
Afterward,
草草了事，出了一身汗。
I started to sweat and I needed to stop.
弟兄姊妹，那摸到什么呢？
What did I touch?
属灵的死亡。
Spiritual death.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天基督徒太容易进入。
It's so easy for us Christians to enter into this.
这个我在我们身上第三方面的表现。
The third expression of the self.
保罗告诉我们说，我们这个魂生命加上身体，变成我的外面的人。
Our soulish life adding our body is our outward man.
这个外面的人呢，一天毁坏一天。
This outer man decays day by day.
但是外面的人喜欢什么事情呢？
But what does the outer man like?
跟世界一结合，
Once we unite with the world.
跟世界一结合，我们就成为属地的人， earthly.
Once we unite with the world, we become earthly people.
这世界给我们什么？今生的、短暂的这些事物。
Earthly things give us things that are very temporal in this world.
所以我碰见一些年轻弟兄姊妹，问他们说，你们呢？上学是穿校服还是自己可以随便穿
？I ask some young people, do you wear uniforms or you wear whatever you want to wear?
你要穿制服啊，比较简单，大家都一样。
It's easy to wear uniform, everyone's the same.
如果今天大家可以自由穿
，We can wear whatever we want.
有一个同学穿了一个名牌的衣服
，When classmate wore something with a name brand.
我一看见了，我这里面就不高兴。
When I see that, I'm unhappy.
好。说呢，你 show off， 看我没有是不是？
So、
所以我一整天就跟他过不去。
So the whole day you feel bad.
回到家就跟爸爸妈妈发脾气。
And you go home and you get angry with your parents.
我要这个衣服。
I want that name brand.
我们做父母亲的有没有这种经验
？Have you heard this?
我们自己年轻有没有这种经验
？When you were young, were you like that?
这告诉我们说，我们外面的人成了属地的。
It tells us that our outer man becomes an earthly person.
很多时候我们被今生的这个东西那个东西一比较，我们里面就烦了。
so many times we compare and compete, then we start to get frustrated.
弟兄姊妹，这些问题圣经都借着神的话向我们启示出来。
All of these have been expressed to us in His Word.
那么保罗告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹，你们现在都有这些问题。
Paul tells the Galatians brothers and sisters, you have this problem.
他告诉他们说，你们得救的时候。耶稣基督钉十字架，岂不是活化在你们眼前吗？
This is when you were saved, when Jesus was crucified, wasn't he in front of you?
这个答案在耶稣基督钉十字架。
The answer is in Jesus Christ crucified.
我想我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
好，我就快快的提一下。
Very quickly.
纲要是，因为这些都是复习，弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉。
All of these can be a review for you.
当我们听见福音。人呢，用话语把基督钉十字架画在我们心里面的时候。
When we have been illustrated the cross of Christ to us, when we hear the gospel.
我们的心向主打开，圣灵来活化基督钉十字架给我们的时候。
When our heart is open toward Him and the Holy Spirit speaks to us about the cross.
第一个我们摸到的是主担当我们的苦难。
The first thing you are in touch with is that He bears our suffering.
他担当我们的罪。
He takes away our sins.
他为我们的罪甘心舍己，牺牲他自己。
He gave his life for us.
然后我们经历他完全的接纳。
And then we experience his total acceptance.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩得救的故事。
This is the story of our salvation.
所以每一次我们一拨饼，一看见饼和杯，那说出主耶稣的死，对不对？
So every time we break bread, we can see his death.
你我的感觉是什么呢？
How do you feel?
保罗说的，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul says he loved me and gave himself for me.
当我们这样子一来到主跟前，感谢他的时候
，Once we come before the Lord to give him thanks,
罪的担子，所有罪的污秽就从我们身上除去了。
The burden and the defilement of sin all goes away.
这是主耶稣钉十字架，因为他在十字架上为我们成了咒诅。
Because the Lord on the cross, he himself became cursed for us.
而且呢？神就把它除去了。所以今天在你我身上可以享受赦罪的平安。
So today you and I can experience the peace of being forgiven.
洗净罪的那个里面的喜乐和释放。
And we can experience the freedom and the liberation.
我们在神的面前得称为义。
We have been claimed righteous before God.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们在基督十字架里面已经有过的经历。
This is what we have already experienced in His cross.
然后呢，圣灵，我们就从主那里领受圣灵。
And then we receive the Holy Spirit from Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见十字架的情景活化在我们面前。
This is the picture of the cross in front of us.
所以基督徒啊，得救的时候总有一段非常喜乐释放的日子。
So for Christians, in the beginning, we have a very happy period of time.
但是因着我们对十字架的功效的。领会呢，只在客观的，它代替我这一面。
Because a lot of times we only have that objective experience of the efficacy of the cross.
He becomes our substitute.
That he becomes our substitute.
He takes our place to take the punishment. 他代替我们，这个我们得
到。He takes the place of our punishment.
但是我们不知道呢，他也把我这个旧人，我的罪性，我的老我。我的这个取死的身体肉体还有我那个属地的人都带到死地。
He also brings this person, this man who is of the death, can bring also into death.
所以保罗在写加拉太书的时候，他对于基督十字架的意义啊，在他里面已经开始有了一幅比较清楚和完整的图画了。
So Paul had a very clear and perfect picture of the meaning of the cross in his life.
你要主耶稣钉十字架。他讲我们看见那一幅情景。
Jesus nailed on the cross, we can see that picture.
但是那十字架在你我身上的功效，它的意义是保罗从圣灵里面得出的。
But the effectiveness and the meaning of that cross, Paul received it from the Holy Spirit.
保罗看见了，他就明白，原来受尽是把我带到他的死里面去。
So Paul sees that in the time of baptism, I am brought into his death.
所以他的死不仅仅是客观的为我死。也把我这个人带到主观的死里面去。
So that his death is not just an objective experience, but also a subjective experience.
这是一个大的启示和看见。
This is a tremendous revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是你没有这个看见，我们就天天要去拔罪根呢，拔不掉的。
So if you fail to see that every day you try to pluck up the root of your sin, you can't.
我们想要过圣洁生活，不可能的。
It is impossible to live a holy life.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank God.
十字架的意义在加拉太书里面开始活化出来。
The meaning of the cross in Galatians now is more vivid.
所以呢，保罗在那里讲到，我们受浸起来，我们就披戴基督了。
So therefore, Paul says that after we are baptized, when we come out, we put on Christ.
我们在基督里面成为一了。
We become one in Christ.
而且我们与基督一同做后嗣，我们有丰富的产业等候。
And we heir together with Christ.
保罗在这个点上，他越过越明亮。
More and more, Paul understood.
在第二章第二十节的地方。
In Galatians 2:20.
他不仅讲到基督住在他里面。
Not only Paul says that Christ was in him.
他先看见了，他说我这个既一样，已经与基督一同钉死。
He says, I, the self of Paul, have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个奇妙的启示。
This is a wonderful revelation.
我们读圣经呢，我们不读教会的历史。
When we read church history,
看见有一些弟兄们呢，他们再被圣灵开启，看见这个事实的时候，
When the Holy Spirit opened up their eyes and see this reality,
他们那个释放生命的改变真是奇妙。
Their change in their life was just wonderful.
可能大家读过尼托森弟兄的传记。
I'm sure you've read the biography of Watchman Nee.
在他年轻侍奉主的时候，有一天主开他眼睛，看见他已经与基督同定了。
In his young days, God opened up his eyes to see that he was crucified together with Christ.
他住在楼上，他就从他自己的房间下楼。
He lived upstairs and he came downstairs.
碰见一个弟兄呢，是跟他们同住，是做他们厨师的。
He met a brother who was a cook in the house.
他就抓住这个弟兄，摇着他说：“你弟兄，你知道吗？我已经死掉了。”
And he grabbed onto this cook and says, "Brother, do you know that I'm already dead?"
那个弟兄啊，吓死了！这个死人怎么一直咬我呢？
And so this brother, this cook was surprised why shaking him.
我里面那个老我死掉了。
This is no, this old man.
主耶稣把我带到死地了。
The Lord had already brought me into his death.
弟兄姊妹，这是主父神带给我们的答案。
This is the answer God the Father has given to us.
你我肯用信心像保罗一样承认。
You and I can use faith just like Paul confessing this.
你我肯用信心这样来宣告。
Admitting and by faith we can proclaim.
肯用信心取他做我们生活的态度。
In faith, having him in our attitude.
弟兄姊妹，那死的实际在你身上就是一个能力。
Then the reality of that death in you will become your power.
我们就能够活在神丰富的救恩里面。
They can live with the abundant salvation.
我最后讲一个小小的见证。
Lastly, I want to share one testimony.
我的姊妹呢？跟我结婚的时候，她的右耳膜是破的。
When we first got married, my wife's right eardrum was perforated.
每一次啊，她只要一感冒，她就中耳炎。
And a lot of times when she gets the flu, she also ends up having the middle ear infection.
在她怀孕的那一段日，怀第一个孩子，
When she conceived the first child, she also had the flu.
她晚上根本不能睡觉，又不能吃药。
She couldn't eat.
苦得要命。
She didn't want to take medicine.
那么那个时候刚好我们住那个城呢，有一个有医病恩赐的弟兄来传这个 tent meeting, tent gospel meeting.
Just at that time, there was this divine healing meeting around where we live.
我简单的讲，他去了三个晚上，最后要轮到为他祷告的时候啊，这个弟兄去为一个坐轮椅带氧气筒的小姊妹祷告，那个人得医治。
And on the third night, when it was my turn to be prayed over, then this other lady who had a problem in emphysema, she was prayed over. So they
she got healed.
She got healed.
我的姊妹回到家非常的丧气。
So I felt very depressed when I went home.
她说主不医治我。
And I felt that the Lord didn't want to heal me.
她回到家都已经晚上过了十二点。
It was past 12 midnight.
哎呀，我在家里我也很丧气。
And I felt bad.
我为她祷告。
So I prayed for her.
忽然之间，主向我说话，加拉太书二章二十节。
And suddenly the Lord spoke to me. That was Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified together with Christ.
如今活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活
着。But Christ lives in me.
并且如今我在肉身中活着。
And now I live in the flesh.
是因神儿子的信心而活着，不是你的信心，是耶稣的信心。
It's by the faith of the Son of God, not yours, but the faith of God.
你要承认那个信心不是你的，是神儿子的信心。
We need to confess that it is not our faith, but it's the faith of the Son of God.
他是爱我。
He loved me and gave himself.
所以我就爬起来，我跟我姊妹讲，我们一起祷告。
So I got up from my bed and I told my wife, let's pray together.
他就坐起来，我们两个坐在床上。
We sat up in bed.
他问我说怎么祷告。
And so I said, how do we pray?
我说我们来 recite Galatians 2:20.
So I said, let's recite Galatians 2:20.
他很不高兴。
I wasn't too happy.
啊，他说 of all the verses, 你选这一节 sarcastic.
And I
来笑我没有信心。
I thought that he said this.
我很难过。
I have no faith.
我说我不是那么 hard 的人。
And so I'm not that hard.
但是主把这句话给我。
But the Lord gave me this.
我们一起来 proclaim.
So let's proclaim it.
所以那一天他一起，我们就一起。
So that night we recite
proclaim 这句话。我们讲完了，他就躺下去睡觉，立刻进入睡眠。
After we recite the verse, I fell asleep.
第二天早上起来，他告诉我说。
The next morning I woke up.
他我所有的 canker sore because of lost sleep, 通通好。
And I realized all of my canker sores in my mouth because of a loss of sleep, they were all gone.
耳朵不痛了。
My pain went away.
过了一个月。
After 1 month.
有一个老姊妹跟我讲，她说：“伯弟兄啊，恭喜你姊妹得医治了。
”And the elder says, "Congratulations! I'm so happy to hear that your sister got healed."
我说什么得医治
？And I said, "What?"
她说：“今天姊妹聚会，你姊妹做见证，她这个耳朵听得见了。”
And so at the sisters' meeting, I testified that I can hear now.
啊，我说我不相信。
I said I didn't believe that.
我说我带他去游泳。
I brought her to swim.
因为他以前耳膜坏，他不能游泳，一跳到水里面就沉下去。
So in the past, I was afraid of going swimming.
所以就带他去游泳，他学会游泳，会浮了。
She learned how to swim.
过了好多年，有一次有一只虫进到他这个耳朵里面。
After many years, one time a fly flew into my ear.
这个虫在他里面三天。哇，他真是很有耐心的、啊，天天被 bombarded， 到了礼拜一，他去找医生。
And on Monday, I went to the doctor.
那医生说 ，Lady, you are very patient.
真的，
而且
ENT doctor says, "Wow, lady, you're very patient."
把那个虫取出来以后，那医生看他说，你这耳朵曾经破过。
And after he took the fly out of my ear, he says, "You once had a perforation in your ear."
但是有人帮你补好了，我可以看到那个补的那个 scar.
It's now patched up.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
主的救恩是实在的。
God's salvation is very wonderful.
你尝过一次，你就说主啊，我感谢你。
You experience it, you can say, "Lord, I thank you."
我一生要活在这个里面。
All our life, we need to live in this.
十字架成为我的拯救。
The cross is our salvation.
十字架成为我的夸耀。
The cross is our boast.
十字架成为我得释放的原因。
And the cross is the reason for our freedom.
我能够活在新造里。
We can live in a new creation.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们有一点简单的祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你知道人在堕落、犯罪以后所有的痛苦和难处。
You know all the sufferings and troubles that we have after we have fallen.
今天虽然我们有心做新造的人
，But we have the desire to be in a new creation.
但是我们常常被己、被罪、被世界所捆绑。
But so many times we are under bondage, but under sin and the world and our flesh.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你在十字架上为我们解决了一切。
You solved all of our problems on the cross.
愿耶稣基督钉十字架，天天活化在我的眼前。
May the Lord and His cross every day be vividly in front of us.
我们能够像保罗一样说。
So we can proclaim like Paul.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified together with Christ.
如今活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
但愿我们靠着基督。
Lord, by Christ.
凭着信心。
Through faith.
我们能够一直活在新造里。
We can continually abide in the new creation.
叫父的心得着满足和喜悦。
So the Father's heart can be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
We hear this in your name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.